Hello, and welcome to the ASP podcast. The American Security Project is a bipartisan think tank examining the big national security issues. My name is Joshua Faust. I'm a fellow with ASP, and I've been attending the NATO summit in Chicago. On Monday, we had a really wonderful privilege of sitting down and talking with former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Secretary Albright has spent a tremendous career in service to the United States. She spoke with us about her long history with NATO, especially some of her more recent actions that she's been doing for NATO, including the development of a missile defense strategy, as well as trying to de-escalate the relationship with Russia and finish integrating the countries of Eastern Europe. After Madeleine Albright spoke with us, we had an even better discussion with former Undersecretary of State Ellen Tauscher, who remains as the President's Special Envoy for Strategic Security and Missile Defense. Ms. Tauscher also was candid about issues facing strategic arms control and how the United States can go about de-escalating its relationship with Russia. I asked her a question about how the United States can de-escalate its conversation with itself, referencing some rather hawkish forces within the U.S. government that seem to oppose the idea of strategic arms limitations and want to pursue a very rivalrous, hostile relationship with Russia almost no matter what. Her response was that the domestic political scene is as important as any international scene, and that while strategic arms reductions and the New START Treaty actually enjoy broad bipartisan support, there still needs to be a consistent focus on creating a political narrative that de-escalates domestic political contentions. Shortly after that, we heard from Senator Chuck Hagel and General Jim Jones. Jim Jones used to be President Obama's National Security Advisor. They were speaking about U.S. security priorities after the Chicago summit. Where is NATO going as an alliance? Where is America's role in NATO as an alliance? And they had some pretty interesting things to say. Probably the most important one is that the United States needs to not only continue taking a leading role within NATO, but it needs to convince Europe to take a leading role within NATO as well. I found that comment somewhat interesting because the European members of NATO that we've heard from so far have been adamant that they are taking leadership roles already. But among all of the Americans, including officials, former officials, and other experts that we've heard from today, there's been an overriding theme that the United States has taken on too big of a role within NATO. Not that the alliance is imperfect, but for the alliance to really have meaning into the future, European countries need to step up to the plate and fulfill their part of their obligation. Later, we heard from Ambassador Milan Verveer, who is the Ambassador at Large for Global Women's Issues at the U.S. Department of State. She was speaking with Farhunda Zahra Nadiri, who's a member of parliament in Afghanistan. And while they spoke about the need to include women and how important women are both to the policymaking process and to the peacemaking process, this panel was actually a little bit of a disappointment. From where I sit, there were a huge number of men involved in this conference and a very, very small number of women. I'm not sure how much we really help the cause of women by separating them out into a separate panel to discuss their issues. Furthermore, it seems in several countries, the real challenge is convincing men to believe women have a place at the table, not that women need to convince women. So while the panel raised very interesting points about the need to include women, and they're points that I agree with very strongly, it could have been more. Lastly, there was a Young Atlanticist delegate panel about energy security. And here the conversation took a turn that I wasn't expecting. It was composed mostly of young Atlanticists from new members of NATO. Either from, one was from Lithuania, there were others who are academics from Eastern Europe as well. And while their discussion focused on the need to develop energy independence, one thing that they seemed kind of adamant about was demilitarizing the energy discussion. This is something that troubles me greatly because, at least within the United States, the military in some ways is leading the energy independence question. The U.S. military is adamant that energy independence, or energy security more precisely, is national security, and that if the United States military cannot function without a secure supply of energy, then it cannot function. So while energy security itself has many, many aspects to it, both as national policy, as domestic policy, as social policy, as economic policy, it is also military policy, and there's a strong defense role to play in creating energy security. So that was it for the Young Atlanticist portion of the NATO summit that I was at. This weekend, we heard from a lot of really heavy hitters, a lot of very big names who took time out of what must have been an extremely busy schedule to come speak with us and share their insights and their experiences. And that was actually a wonderful thing. But what I think is even more wonderful are the other delegates who were here from 35 countries, who were asking these officials extremely critical, probing questions about their assumptions, about the policies that they've supported, and about the ideas that they were trying to push. And moreover, these officials responded very candidly, and sometimes they admitted they didn't know the answer to questions about the future, or that they weren't really able to wrestle with some topics and admitted that they were very difficult. And that actually was comforting too, because usually when you see officials speaking officially or on the record, they're just not very open about things because they don't want to be held accountable to it later. So I do want to make sure that if any of them ever listen to this, then I am deeply appreciative that they spoke so candidly with us and were so open about their experiences and about their challenges, because I think that is what is going to help us understand what's going on and understand how the NATO alliance is starting to change into the future. From Chicago, Illinois, at the tail end of the NATO summit, this is Joshua Faust.